So let us pray as we stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. May it be a lamp to our feet and a light to our world. Be with us as we open it this morning, we pray. Amen. Amen. Please do grab a seat. Firstly, I have to congratulate Mike. There were some tongue twisters in that Romans passage, and you did exceedingly well. There's something, in my opinion, wonderfully refreshing about children. This week in our church building, we were welcomed, and we welcomed the preschoolers at from Fairford to St. Mary's as they explored special places. Anyone who has spent time with young children know they ask questions that adults often stop asking. They don't worry whether a question is clever or silly. They simply ask because they genuinely want to know. So this week in church we had, why are there so many crosses? Why do you light candles? Why are there flowers in church? Simple questions, but when you stop and think about them, actually quite profound. Why do we have crosses everywhere? Why the candles? Why the flowers? I think children have a remarkable way of helping us see familiar things with fresh eyes. They remind us that faith begins not with having all the answers, but with curiosity, trust, and wonder. And perhaps that's why Jesus says in this gospel reading for today, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Now, Jesus here isn't criticizing learning or wisdom, not at all. But he is reminding us that the kingdom of God isn't something we can just achieve through cleverness. It's something we receive, like a child receiving a gift. And Jesus tells us that God's truth is revealed to those who are willing to become childlike. Not childish, but childlike. But even before Jesus says this, I think he says something striking. He compares the people sitting around to children sitting in the marketplace. We played the flute for you and that wasn't enough. We wailed and you didn't mourn. Nothing pleased them. They complained. John the Baptist came and they rejected him. Jesus came and they rejected him too. Whatever God did, they found an excuse. And I wonder if we're honest with ourselves, we could be a bit like that too. Maybe we can become so convinced that God should work in a certain way that we miss what he is already doing amongst us. Children don't usually have that problem. They notice, they wonder, they ask. And perhaps that's why having the preschool here this week felt like such a special gift. Because their questions weren't interruptions, they were invitations. Invitations for me, for us, to look again and to remember, to rediscover why this place matters. And perhaps that's exactly what God is inviting us to do as a church too. You may have seen dotted around Fairford or on the Fairford social page of Facebook that here at St. Mary's, we've recently launched a questionnaire across the town. We're wanting to ask our community a simple question. How can we as the church help children and families flourish? How can we serve them? How can we support them? How can we be a blessing to them? Now, I want to be clear, we're not putting this out because I think we as St. Mary's aren't doing anything. I think we as a church are already a wonderful church, a church full of people who are faithfully living out the love of Christ. We care for one another. We've got a beautiful choir, an eco church, bell ringers, prayer ministry team, PCCs, church wardens, the list goes on and on. There is so much already to celebrate about St. Mary's. So this questionnaire really has gone out, not saying why we're not doing well, rather it's about asking, Lord, where are you leading us next? how can we become even more Christ-like in the way we love our community? And perhaps to get today's gospel would add, how can we become more childlike too, filled with curiosity, openness, humility and trust? We want to be known not simply as a church with our doors open, but as a church with our hearts open, a church that listens, serves and reflects something of Jesus. Because perhaps one of the greatest lessons children teach us is that they don't actually divide church life and ordinary life. They simply ask questions, build friendships, notice people, and often they're the best inviters of inviting people in. They remind us so often that God is already at work in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Now, of course, all of this sounds inspiring. But then we come to our reading in Romans, where St. Paul brings us crashing back to earth. I do not understand my own actions. I do not do the good I want. The evil I do not want is what I do. But I'm rather grateful for these verses, because they're so deeply human. Paul is describing something I'm sure all of us know. We desire, we long for, we want to be patient, but we lose our temper. We want to forgive, yet we can cling on to resentment. We want to trust God with every fibre of our being, yet anxiety creeps in. We long to follow Christ with all that we are, yet we fall short. The Christian life, though, isn't about pretending we've got everything together. I think it's more about recognising that we haven't and thanking God for that and for who he is. And as I reflected on these readings this week, and you may have already read in the newsletter, I went back already to where I was last Saturday, sat in the cathedral for my priesting, as I stood before the bishops in what was known as the declaration, the part of the service where the bishop sets before those to be ordained to priest. And we hear in that, Bishop Rachel reminds that priests are called to be servants and shepherds among God's people, proclaim the word of the Lord, watch for the signs of God's kingdom, teach, encourage, feed Christ's flock, seek out those who have wandered, guide people through the confusion and temptations of this world so that they may be saved and love Christ. An extraordinary vision, a beautiful vision, but an overwhelming one. And together the congregation and the ordinance declare that this is indeed the calling we are embracing. But the words that have stayed with me came immediately afterwards and at the end of that declaration. Bishop Rachel said, "You cannot bear the weight of this calling in your own strength, but only by the grace and power of God. Pray earnestly for the gift of the Holy Spirit." What a tremendous relief those words are. But I think they acknowledge also what St. Paul knew. No one can fulfill God's calling through determination alone. Whether we're an ordained priest, parent, grandparent, teacher, carer, faithful disciple, seeking to follow Christ in our daily lives, we will always reach the limits of our own strength and capacity. The good we want to do, we often fail to do. The patience we wish we had will disappear. The courage we long for can feel absent. But the Christian story has always been about God's grace and not our strength. And that's probably why the gospel reading today ends with those comforting words. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come. Come with your questions. Come with your hopes, come with your failures, come with your burdens, your wearinesses, your longings. And then Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Not everything quickly or suddenly becomes easy, but because we no longer carry it alone, we walk with Christ. His strength holds us when we're failing. His grace covers our shortcomings. His Spirit gives us what we cannot produce ourselves. And I think that is perhaps why Jesus points us towards children. not because children know everything, but because they know and they ask for help. And so as we at St. Mary's seek to discover how we can help children and families flourish, may we continue to give thanks for all that God is already doing amongst us, while remaining open to all that he is still calling us to become. May we become a church with open doors and open hearts, a church that reflects the curiosity, humility, and trust of children. For whether we are children asking wonderful questions, adults carrying heavy burdens, or disciples seeking to follow Christ day by day, his invitation, Christ's invitation, remains the same. Come to me. And by his grace, not our strength, he will give us the rest, the hope, and the life we need. Amen.